2 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 18 to verse 22. Actually, I will say very little on verse 22, leaving that for a separate discourse. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and at verse 18. In the previous paragraph, Paul had been dealing with the issue of the way he ran his life. He promised to come to meet the Corinthians, but he'd failed. Failed? Events had not turned out the way he had hoped. The law teachers, that's how I read it, had latched on to this, and they were trying to infiltrate the church at Corinth and influence the church. In fact, as far as I can see, they had some success. And one of their arguments was, now look, you just can't trust this man. You see, he tells you he's going to come and he doesn't come. He's unreliable. And it's not only the man who's unreliable. You can take it from us that this so-called gospel he preaches, you can't rely on that either. It's yes and yes and no. Unstable, unreliable. Something and nothing. A mixture of this and that and the other. And Paul was under severe attack from these false apostles, as he calls them, these super apostles, as he calls them, these law teachers. How does he react? Well, he does react. And as always, he takes these cultures on, these opposers on. He takes them on head on. He doesn't backtrack. He doesn't play safe. He doesn't become mealy-mouthed about it. As surely as God is faithful, he says, our message to you, and by message he doesn't mean just simply as preaching. In fact, message, I never use that word for any preaching I do, is the system, is the principle, is the gospel, is the word of God. It is God's principle, system, God's economy, God's whole saving gospel. Our message to you is not yes and no. It's not if, but, maybe, perhaps. It's not, well, I'm not sure about this, and I'm not sure about that, and it's got a mixture of this and that and the other. I'm not unreliable, and nor is the gospel I preach to you, that we preach to you. As surely as God is faithful, look how he raises the stakes. Our message to you is not yes and no. What is your message, Paul? I can sum it up, he says. And verse 19 is the most powerful statement, summary, of his system, of what he preached, what he wrote. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no. But in him, it's always been yes. What is our gospel? Jesus Christ. What is our system? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. What do you preach, Paul? Do you preach the confession? I do not. Do you preach churchianity? I do not. Do you preach doctrine? No. Do you preach grace, in a sense? No. What do? I preach Christ. And when I preach Jesus Christ, I preach doctrine, I preach grace, I preach the Trinity, I preach all about the church, the priesthood of believers. Of course I preach all about that, yes. When I write all about that, yes. But what am I writing about? What am I preaching? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Simeon saw the baby Jesus. He took him up in his arms and he said, I can die now. Why? Because mine eyes have seen your salvation. I haven't seen the confession. I haven't seen the system. I've seen your salvation. And what is your salvation? It's not what, it's who. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Paul preached Jesus Christ. Christ is the covenant. Christ is all. And that's why he preached Jesus Christ. And there's no if and but and maybe yes and no about that. For no matter how many promises, your men want to talk about law, he says. I'm talking about promises God has made. They are yes in Christ. Of course the gospel has commands. Of course the gospel has the law of Christ. But it's the law of Christ and not the law of Moses. Paul is working on that text here. I'm not saying he's literally doing that. The text hasn't been written yet. But the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And he preaches Christ. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us. We just back it up. We proclaim it. We support it. We encourage it. We declare it. We declaim it. Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm. I'm not wobbly. I'm not if and but and maybe. I am reliable. I am firm. So is this gospel. We stand firm in Christ. And of course, then we go on to verse 22. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us. But this, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. But there's so much there, I want to take a separate discourse on that. What do we have here then, my friend? Believer, we're all preachers. This is the apostolic ministry, I agree. But we're all preachers. We're all priests of Christ. We're all ministers of Jesus Christ. And what is our message? Is it creed? Is it confession? Is it churchianity? Is it doctrine? It is Jesus Christ. The lawmen today, because this is most relevant, they are men of their system. The Westminster Confession, the 1689, the Heidelberg, the Savoy, all these declarations and confessions and catechisms, they're very good in their way. But Scripture must be paramount. The men of Berea search the Scriptures to see if these things were so. And what you get when you search the Scriptures? Jesus Christ. Preach Christ, my brother and sister. Don't preach church. Don't preach Christendom. Don't preach doctrine. Don't preach confessions. Preach Jesus Christ. He's in all the Scriptures. Look for him in all the Scriptures. And read the Scriptures for themselves without these templates, without these spectacles filtering everything for you. Preach Jesus Christ. Unbeliever, what you need is Jesus Christ. It's not what, it's who. Jesus Christ. I'm not asking you to become a church this or a church that. I'm not asking you to understand the confession or tick off these doctrines. You must know Christ. You can know Muhammad. You can know the Pope. You can know Mary Baker Eddy. You can know Mrs. White. You can know the Watchtower. You can know who or what you like. But unless you know Jesus Christ, you will be damned. But if you have Christ, then all the promises of God are yes in him. Go to Christ, not to church, not to Pope, not to doctrine. Go to Christ. Don't go to the law. Go to Christ. This is what Paul is saying here. This is the context. When we get to chapter 3 and chapter 4 of this letter, and way on beyond that, you will see him attacking, confronting, challenging the law preachers. And he's laying down the glorious New Covenant ministry. I've written a book with that title. And that reminds me, why do I write? Why do I preach? If I could have an epitaph over my preaching and all my writing and all my posts, whatever it might be, and blogs, whatever, and all my articles, whatever, it would be this. I hope you will forgive me for making it the personal, but I want it to be personal. And I encourage you, brother and sister, to make it personal for yourself. If only this could be said of my ministry, my preaching, my teaching, my writing. But surely as God is faithful, my message, my doctrine, my system to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me, I hope I can say that, was not yes and no. But in him it has always been yes. Yes, he will say yes to you, sinner. He will. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken, I hope I can say, by me, to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both me and you, I hope I can say, stand firm in Christ. Are you in Christ, my friend? Are you a weak believer? A fearful believer? An unassured believer? Perhaps you're looking into the law or into your works. Come, you see, it's Jesus Christ. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of doctrine, fear, doubt, question, world, whatever it may be, will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I'm not saying a word against doctrine and the systems The confessions have their place in history and so on. And they're valuable. I'm not denying them. But it's Scripture. And what will Scripture show me? Jesus Christ. Then may this be our testimony, brother and sister, that we preach Jesus Christ because we know Jesus Christ. And we believe and trust Jesus Christ. And we love Jesus Christ. And we want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I say again, unbeliever, your need can be summed up very, very simply. It is Jesus Christ. Unless you know and have and trust Him, you have nothing. But in Him, you have all the promises of God. They are yea and amen. Yes, yes, in Him. May God be praised as we consider this paragraph. May it come home with power to us, and may we live to see Jesus Christ preached in power and glory to the saving of many sinners and the edification of all His people. Indeed, may this short discourse make its contribution in all that, even today, even now, and as long as time shall be. Amen.